And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on KATE Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. In baseball yesterday, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva as the 12 seed had a nice run in Section 2 AA. It came to an end yesterday. 4 seed Sibley East beats the Panthers 13-3 in 5 innings. Panthers wrap up their season with a 10-13 record. Lake Mills in baseball over North Union 12-4. And in softball yesterday, Central Springs beats Northwood Kensett 22-3. In golf, Section 2A Boys Golf Tournament wrapped up in Mankato yesterday, and USC as a team, the Rebels, a nice finish. They take third place in the section. The top team, Sleepy Eye United, they're advancing the state. Springfield second, again, Rebels in third, JWP in fourth. The bigger story is Caden Neubauer. He's heading to the state tournament in Class A. The USC golfer, a 163 total. He finished fifth when it comes to the individuals that were not on that state qualifying team. So Sleepy Eye United, their entire team goes, and then five other individuals advance to state, and Neubauer is one of them. So congratulations to Caden Neubauer. His state tournament will take place June 15th and 16th at Pebble Creek Golf Club in Becker. And we wish him the best of luck. In prep sports for today, in baseball, Northwood Kensett, they're going to host Gunner Hayfield Ventura. That's a 7:30 start. In softball tonight, Section 2 AA, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, hoping to play a couple of games. They're going to face Lake Christo Welcome Memorial in an elimination game at Caswell Park in Mankato at 5. If they win, they play Belle Plaine at 7:30. Northwood Kensett, they're going to host Gunner Hayfield Ventura. That's a 6 o'clock start. Kevin Durant scored 32 points in three quarters of a top-to-bottom blowout that sent the Brooklyn Nets halfway to the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat Milwaukee last night 125-86. No James Harden. Nets, they did not need him. They led by as many as 49 points and held the NBA's highest-scoring team 34 points below its season average. Again, Nets are up 2-0. The Phoenix Suns, they cruise in the second half to a 122-105 win over Denver. Chris Paul had 21 points and 11 assists, and the Suns, they're up 1-0. Well, former Minnesota Timberwolves coach Tom Thibodeau got the New York Knicks back to the playoffs, guiding the team to its second-best record in 20 years. And in the eyes of the voters, that coaching job was the best in the NBA. Now, Thibodeau was revealed Monday as the NBA's Coach of the Year for the 2020-21 season. The Knicks went 41-31 this season. Then they fell to Atlanta in 5 in the first round of the NBA playoffs. NHL last night, New York Islanders beat Boston 5-4. Islanders lead that series now 3-2. And Montreal is moving on to the final four of the NHL playoffs. They beat Winnipeg 3-2. Montreal with the brooms. They sweep the Jets 4-0. Alabama coach Nick Saban has agreed to a 3-year contract extension running through the 2029 season. Alabama announced the extension on Monday. The extension includes $8.425 million in base salary and talent fee for the current contract year with annual raises of unspecified amounts. The 69-year-old Saban, who has led the Crimson Tide to 6 national championships since taking over in 2007, will receive an $800,000 contract completion benefit after each contract year from 2022 to 2025. Mike Trout says his right calf is starting to feel better, but the Los Angeles Angels superstar still doesn't know when he'll be able to return. Now, Trout went on the injured list on May 18th after straining his calf the night before against the Cleveland Indians. The Angels said at that time that Trout would miss 6 to 8 weeks, which would sideline him through the All-Star break. He would like to start jogging soon, but doesn't have a timetable on when he would be able to do that, much less resume baseball activities. And also in sports, a former captain of the Michigan State University basketball team has been charged with murder in the fatal shooting of a man in Detroit. Keith Appling is accused of killing 66-year-old Clyde Emmons on May 22nd. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office says Appling and Emmons had an argument over a gun. Appling has been in custody since his arrest back on May 24th. He played for Michigan State from 2010 to 2014. Appling also played basketball overseas, and he had 2 brief contracts with the NBA's Orlando Magic. And that's check of sports. Again, the Twins back in action tonight, starting a 3-game series against the Bronx Bombers. The Yankees, they're at Target Field, 7:10, your first pitch right here on KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.